Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. or is it Mrs. Anonymous? And here's what they have to say. Hi Sandman, I enjoy your channel immensely and would hate to see you stop posting. So I have the following suggestion for a topic. With trans women destroying biological females in sports and defeating them in beauty pageants, it appears that men are better at everything other than birthing babies. I have suffered gender dysphoria since my earliest memories in first grade. I finally transitioned and been living successfully as a female for 4 years now, and I'm the happiest I've ever been. Although I aspire to the best feminine qualities that women should uphold, watching the level that today's first world women have sunk to almost makes me ashamed to be a woman. The red pilling I've experienced from all the great YouTube creators the last couple of years, Sandman included, has really given me cognitive dissonance, but also clarity about female nature, which I, like many men, have idealized my entire life. Reality bites. But I'm not about to sink to this depraved level and will continue to live with the best female qualities that I can. At least I no longer have to deal with female romantic drama, nor constant paranoia that women have towards men. Although most men are not attracted to trans women, it seems that relatively attractive trans women such as Blair White and Mathilda Hogberg have managed to find fiancés. Do you think that there would be an advantage to men dating a trans woman, since she would understand a man's perspective? After all, she lived it and would probably not have nearly as many, if any, toxic female traits. Of course, this is assuming she's attractive, passes, and doesn't look like, sound like, or even act like the GameStop tranny. Your thoughts, Sandman? Or should I say thoughts? Basically, if trans women are better than biological women at everything, are they better at dating too? After all, they know how a man thinks, how he feels, and what he wants. Well, Miss Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I've said before that trans women are in the same place that fat women were 20 years ago, with regards to social acceptance. That's why you're not seeing guys dating them. Most guys are not into them, and if they are into them, they tend to fetishize them. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to Alex Jones getting caught with trans porn on his phone, Clown World Show. I find it hilarious to see Alex Jones light up the way he does when he's with Blair White on shows. Clearly he seems to want a trans woman that can pass 100% as female. But as for if dating trans women is better for men, I don't know, because I've never been with a trans woman. I see a lot of guys discussing going in that direction, and I think it's part of men bargaining with themselves that the perfect woman can't exist. Then men want women to love us and understand us, and it's part of our base instincts, but women can't, so we aren't fulfilled. So looking at former men with breasts is something many more of us are likely to try, because they're desperate for female validation and a safe environment where they can have their love returned for them. But in today's not-so-mystery link, you see Chris Rock say that the only ones that receive unconditional love in our society are women, children, and animals. I think that many to accepted love from others towards us is transactional and dependent on our social status, appearance, finances, and what we do. Some guys into trans women might think, well, if men can love, then I'll just find a woman that used to look like a man, and that way I can have the best of both worlds. My fear is that it's not necessarily your genes and chromosomes, but it's your hormones that affect your emotional state towards the opposite sex. There was a trans woman involved in the men's rights movement back in 2014 and 15 in Vancouver, and she was talking about how taking hormones was affecting her thought process and behavior. She said that her sex drive crashed by about 70-80%, and that she found men attractive, as well as becoming more emotional and more talkative. What other behavioral traits changed, I never found out. The reason trans women put so much effort into their appearance, more so than biological women, is because they understand that to men it's all about the visuals. Not only that, but because there are so few men that are interested in trans women that they are the ones that have to compete for men, and not the other way around. The game is stacked in the favor of men that want them. It's like if you're gay, then you have way more options for sex than a straight man. But it's almost impossible to get a commitment from a man in a world where, for such men, it's a non-stop schlong-a-thon. If you're a guy that's into trans women, you have a better, wider selection. But you also have to wade through a lot of the ones that don't pass. That's probably enough to turn most guys off, even if they thought they were open to it in the beginning. Some guys think that life would be a lot easier if they were gay or into trans women, but the gonorrhea is always greener on the other side. I'm a man that always wanted long-term commitment and found that the most fulfilling. You're trying to get men to think about trans women because you want to influence the culture, so that more men will find it socially acceptable, so you'll have more options with men. That's a very womanly thing of you to do. And can't you see it might be interpreted as you being selfish, because you want to increase the pool of chasers for yourself? If a guy's into trans women, this would be considered the golden period for him, because it's not socially acceptable yet, and he has his pick of the litter. I suspect the same thing that happened with fat BBW women will happen with trans women once it becomes more socially acceptable. Many of you will say, but that will never happen. Maybe not for our generation, but the next one will certainly be more open into it, the way things are going. For now, Miss Anonymous, you have to be on your best behavior or risk the man that you're dating, if you're lucky enough to find one in the first place, leaving you. Plus, because she used to live and identify as a male, she knows more ways to manipulate men, knows to put more effort into her appearance, and work to keep the man as sexually satisfied as possible, so he doesn't leave her. As for the two women you mentioned, Miss Anonymous, I find Blair White talks too much, and too quickly, and she gives me anxiety as a person, regardless of her body or status as being trans. I would have run from genetic women like her when I was younger, as her energy makes me want to stick butter knives into my ears. As for Matilda Hogberg, I don't like her pointy witch's nose, and she has a sort of Slavic sort of look to her, which I don't find appealing. If I struck up a random conversation with either of them, I would figure that Blair White was trans from all the plastic surgery and wide shoulders. As for Matilda, I would have zero idea unless she told me. I think trans women should have relationships with other trans women. After all, aren't all women lesbians? At least that way they can find someone with looks that are sort of on their level. And from everything I've read about, 70-80% of trans women are in relationships with other trans women. Maybe that's the solution for the gender dysphoric incels out there. If they can't have the woman of their dreams, then they simply need to become the woman of their dreams instead, and find another. As for if it's a solution for straight men to date trans women and get engaged to them, sure, if you want to be the laughingstock of your friends and family. I think that because it's still mostly not socially acceptable, a lot of guys are keeping their interest in trans women a secret. I'm asexual at this point for almost 7 years now, so don't look at me and try and shame me. Dicks don't turn me on. But then again, a gash doesn't do it anymore either. But I can understand why some guys might do it secretly because they're bargaining with reality when it comes to trying to find someone that loves them back, and maybe they're bi and like the best of both worlds or something. Miss Anonymous, again, I feel that part of your request is all about recruiting vulnerable men that have learned about female nature, and have learned they won't receive fulfillment from a biological woman that's displaying the usual female nature. So you're presenting an alternative to men that are still in the bargaining phase of their lives. Some men get a doll like TFM does. Some men just walk away from the entire sexual marketplace, such as myself. Others still try and bargain by being with former boys' boobs. It's as if you're a kid and you realize that Santa doesn't exist, and it pisses you off so much that you go kidnap the mall Santa because you're obsessed with what you can't have. You could, of course, accept that there's no Santa, Easter Bunny, and Tooth Fairy, and simply move on with your life. Or you can keep hoping that one day there's a miracle, and Santa or the Unicorn Woman really shows up. What do you think all those cheesy movies back in the 1990s where Santa is supposedly real were all about? It's all about selling us hope, but it just opens up old wounds. Speaking of old wounds, I have a relapse from my pilonidal cyst problem from a few months back. I was fine for about a month and 10 days, using oxypads, and then suddenly it got inflamed and infected without warning, and super painful within only a day and a half. I'm on a wait list for surgery for 6 to 9 months from now. I'm managing the best I can, but I'm not going to lie, it's sometimes excruciatingly painful. Try living without being able to sit down. It's an absolute nightmare, and I'm lying down on my stomach typing this on my laptop in my bed. Hopefully the last round of antibiotics calms it down at least for another month or two, before it gets reinfected. I can't get the procedure in the States because I can't enter America, because I don't have the jab. But enough of my complaining. If you're a man going his own way and you can stomach being with a trans woman, then by all means do it. But when you get fudge on your schwing-schwing, don't come crying to me. Also, when you realize that estrogen may induce the same sorts of predatory behaviors regardless of if it's in a person with two X chromosomes or an XY one, it should actually be clear that this might not be the solution for many men. That trans women aren't the initial bargain that you thought they were. But then again, it makes me wonder if a trans woman could pass 100% without being on estrogen, getting voice therapy, laser hair removal, and all the other fixins. Then it might be something that works. But then again, her so-called skin wouldn't be soft, and you might have to deal with a 5 o'clock shadow at noon above her cock. Who knows, maybe you're into that, but I'm not. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Miss Anonymous, formerly Mr. Anonymous, for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that she wants to increase the number of men available and willing to smash her. Bang that bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the trannies at GameStop that look like guys did back in the 1980s away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.